You know, friends, wise men still seek Jesus. Are you seeking Jesus? Let's talk about that today from our studies at the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
On Jordan's thorny banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
I am bound for the promised land.
Well, greetings and hello, everyone. We appreciate you being with us today for our broadcast here from the International Gospel Hour. We also appreciate our Jay Webb and his kind introductions, and you'll hear from Jay throughout our broadcast, as we do quite often. We love to share with you things that will be of help to you in your pursuit of truth. We want to offer in our broadcast a free reading publication that's online in an online study of the Bible. We realize a lot of our listeners do not have internet capability. You hear us over the air on radio, and sometimes the online opportunities are not there. But we have other materials available, and you can reach out to us at P.O. Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee, 37334. You can request a free Bible study by mail. You can also request free reading material. We will be glad to share that with you. If it is easier for you to call us at our toll-free number at 855-IGH-6988 or 855-444-6988, leave us your name and address. We'll be glad to help you with that. And our website is internationalgospelhour.com, and you can reach out to us there, look at our website, peruse it, and see the things that are offered there. As a matter of fact, please take a note of Cristianos Fieles, or Faithful Christians, our Hispanic podcast that you can also listen to on our website at internationalgospelhour.com. It's hosted and taught by our beloved brother and friend Marlon Ratana of SpanishBibleSchool.org. Please share that with your Hispanic friends. Let's consider today Matthew chapter 2, verses 7 through 11. The Bible tells us of Herod when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when he had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The Bible tells us in Galatians 4 and verse 4, "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law." This was the fullness of time. Friends, we do not serve a God who is a haphazard God, but rather the eternal God from whom all things have their being, Acts 17, verse 28. In Jesus Christ, the law was fulfilled, Matthew 5, verse 17. In Christ, all would be gathered as one, for Ephesians 1, verses 9 through 11 teaches, "Having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will." Jesus is the final messenger who came to announce the way of salvation, Acts 4 and verse 12. And thus one should come to Christ who came into this world to save sinners, 1 Timothy 1:15 and Luke 19:10. You know, folks, I want us to think a little further about this text of Matthew 2, 7 through 11, as we consider the Christ child and the special visitors he had, the wise men, or the magi, whichever way you pronounce it, as they are sometimes referred. I want us to see what wise men continue to do today as they did then. because wise men still do the same as they did then. Wise men make the right choices and will make the right decisions for their lives. We'll begin that study in a moment, but first we want to pause with a few words from our J-Web concerning the publication called Truth.
How about another free online publication? Subscribe to Truth, a monthly 4-page worldwide publication edited by our friend and brother Roger Campbell. Each issue has 4 to 6 articles of excellent writing and biblical study. Please send us an email at info@internationalgospelhour.com and leave us your name, email address, and write Truth in the message blank. Again, please send an email to info@internationalgospelhour.com and leave your name, email address, and write Truth in the message blank.
Dear friends, to begin, wise men still seek Jesus. Just as these wise men came to seek Jesus, wise men still seek Jesus. You see, men are wise because they hear and do, as we learn of the rich man and the foolish man in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Jesus taught, "Whosoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house upon a rock. When the rains came and the floods arose, the rock stood firm," or the house stood firm, rather, "because it was founded upon a rock." Wise men are those that hear and do. When we hear the words of Jesus, we're going to respond and do them. We want to be like Paul and know Christ and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means we might attain the resurrection of the dead, Philippians 3:10-11. True wisdom is found in Christ, for in 1 Corinthians 1, verses 30 and 31, "But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that, as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord." Thus, my friends, if we are to be wise individuals, then we need to still seek Christ, to serve him and to do his will in all things. When we hear the words of Jesus to believe in him, John 8:24, let's do it. When we hear the words of Jesus to repent of our sins, as in Luke 13:3, let's do it. When we hear the words of Jesus to confess him before men, as in Matthew 10:32, let's do it. When we hear the words of Jesus based upon our faith to be baptized in order to be saved, Mark 16:16, let's do it. When we see that our repentance and baptism based upon our faith adds us to his church, Acts 2:47, let's do it. For it is the church that he promised to build, Matthew 16:18, and he purchased with his own blood, Acts 20:28. Jesus said the wise men will hear and do. Let's do it. Let's still seek Jesus and obey him. Here's the second thing. Wise men will still seek light, seeking the wisdom of Christ, his word, for he is light. Psalm 119:105 teaches that his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And Jesus being that light of the world, we need to follow him. We will have the light of life, John 8:12. Are we seeking after his word to lead and guide us, the word that is light? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 tells us that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Friend, I want to add something here, just a little side note. A lot of times during the Christmas holiday season, we see what's called the nativity scenes. And usually it is the place of the, where the manger is and all that gathered around, and a lot of times you will see the wise men at the manger. Friend, please don't write letters of criticism to me, but if I were to share with you in light of Scripture that's not accurate, what would you say? Back to our lesson text of Matthew 2:7-11, the Bible says that they came into the house. It's believed Jesus may have been about a couple of years of age by this time they came. They didn't come to the manger. They came into the house. Just a side note there. Number 3, wise men will still give gifts unto the Lord. First, of course, we give ourselves in obedience to His will because He's the greatest gift that's ever been given, John 3:16. And I love the teaching of the Corinthian Christians who were commended because they first gave their own selves to the Lord, 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 5. They had obeyed the blessed gospel of Christ, Romans 1 and verse 16. They had obeyed that gospel, and we note how they did so in Acts 18 and verse 8, that the Corinthians many believed and were baptized, as we mentioned moments ago. You see, wise men will still give gifts unto the Lord, the greatest gift, themselves. Friends, have we talked about some things today to prompt further study? Here is our J. Webb with our online study of the Bible that's available for you through our friends at World Bible School.
How about an online study of the Bible? That's right. The World Bible School has a free online Bible study available. Just go to worldbibleschool.org and register. A study helper will assist you in answering questions and provide feedback for your lessons. That's the free online study at worldbibleschool.org. Sign up today. Tell them the International Gospel Hour sent you.
Friends, as we think about our broadcast today, wise men still seek Jesus. They want to seek Jesus as He is the light, and the greatest gift they can bring to Jesus is themselves. Friends, I hope we've taken a beautiful account in the beginning of the life of Christ on this earth and applied it to today and to think on these things. Again, wise individuals are those that hear the Word of God and will do so, and we will help you in your pursuit of that. Again, friends, if you do not have online capability in your home, we will still assist you in a study of the Word of God. If you'll call us at 855-444-6988, leave us your name and address and just say, home study, we will mail you the home study to you. It's available absolutely free by mail. We hope that you'll continue to study with us here. And thank you for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, as always, keep listening.
God be with you till we...
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory, and we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or our other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.
God be with you.